In a statement released yesterday from Washington, Ray LaHood, who's the nation's transportation secretary, says he plans to levy a $16.4 million fine against Toyota Motor Company. That would be the largest civil fine ever levied against an American automaker, and it's pretty much the largest fine that he can levy. It's based in part over their handling of the recent recall that pulled about 2.3 million vehicles with sticky accelerator pedals off the road. Joining us now with details is Micheline Maynard, senior business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Her article in the paper today chronicles the latest blow to the embattled auto company, but also wondered if this penalty is really enough to make a dent in one of Toyota's fenders. Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Good morning, Celeste.
So what is it that's actually causing Ray LaHood to go for the maximum penalty allowed?
Well, Mr. LaHood, about a couple months ago, asked Toyota for all documents concerning three recalls. And in those documents was one that showed that Toyota had issued repair procedures for a similar problem to the sticky pedals in Europe and essentially new last September. But the recall for sticking pedals was not ordered until early this winter in the United States. So essentially the secretary said you knew about it before you issued a recall. And by law, if they know, they are supposed to notify the government within 5 days.
I got to say $16.4 million doesn't seem like a lot. Is that really the maximum fine?
Yes, that was set in something called the TRED Act, which was passed by Congress after the Ford Firestone situation about a decade ago. And it's very interesting because you see the headline saying a record penalty, but then you think about other penalties in other cases have been hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, we just saw Daimler Chrysler had to pay $183 million because of the bribing scandal. So $16 million doesn't seem like it's a big deterrent for Toyota.
Right. And people have been saying, you know, this is a company that's worth literally $100 billion and it'll be a drop in the bucket. But I think the bigger thing in this situation is the finding that they knew and they didn't do anything about it in a timely fashion. And, you know, that's a shameful thing in sort of the eyes of Japanese culture. And I think that may have more of an impact on Toyota than the actual money.
Well, Toyota has actually seen an uptick in sales recently. This is Edmunds senior analyst Jessica Caldwell from the website edmunds.com talking about the incentive program.
People reporting that everyone was too scared to drive a Toyota. Apparently that's not the case because there's a lot of people willing to buy Toyotas out there if the price is right.
So Toyota may not see a significant drop in sales?
No, you know, they had a fantastic March, but one of the reasons was that they're giving away Toyotas, but they're certainly offering them at prices and with deals that those of us who own Toyotas can't ever remember seeing. So I think if you make it attractive enough to buy one or lease one, the people will come out no matter what the headlines are.
You know, Mickey, seeing these incredible incentives that Toyota's offering, I mean, if you've covered the auto industry long enough, you know that Toyota kind of took pride that they did not have to offer the kind of incentives that the American automakers did in order to get people into their showrooms. Are they going to have to continue offering those kind of incentives for at least the foreseeable future to get people to buy their cars?
I think that's the big question here because they can't really take them off in April. We get into the spring and summer, and I think they're hoping that just the momentum of demand will allow them to lessen those incentive programs. But on the other hand, if you get some negative headlines like those surrounding the fines, then it probably lengthens the amount of time that they have to keep the incentives on.
You know, Mickey, one of the things you write about in your story, that in those 70,000 pages of Toyota documents, that apparently one of the things that really infuriated Secretary LaHood was that Toyota basically decided, kind of like in that movie Fight Club, that it would be cheaper not to do anything about the American vehicles and just sort of let them fail and deal with it on a one-by-one basis. They still are going to come out ahead here, it seems, with these sales figures.
Well, John, I think that's overstating it a little bit. What we found out in the congressional hearings is that, at least until recently, the different pieces of Toyota didn't talk to each other. And the American executives are saying, you know, hey, we only found out about this early in the winter. Well, if you just ask Toyota Europe, they would tell you that you know, yeah, we got reports in late 2008, and we started fixing everything in August, and we had them all fixed by January, and that was before there was even the recall for sticking pedals. So, you know, I don't think it's a deliberate sort of equation, what's going to be cheaper for us. I think it was the fact that this big company didn't have very good communication.
And going forward, Mickey, maybe the biggest question is whether or not Toyota will ever be able to rebuild their reputation as sort of an ironclad choice if you're looking for safety. That may be gone forever.
There's a key step that has to happen here, and Consumer Reports magazine suspended their recommended ratings on Toyotas, and that's actually what made Toyota one of the most popular vehicles in the United States. Their April car buying issue, which everybody takes into the showroom, came out without those recommended ratings, and they have yet to decide to give those back. So I don't think Toyota can completely come back until the magazine that sort of made them famous is on their side again.
Okay, but it may take shorter time than it took for the American automakers to retain the image of safety?
Well, they are coming at this from a longer image of quality than the Detroit car makers have ever had. For the Detroit company, it's a recent development. For Toyota, they've been talking about quality ever since they got to the United States in the late 1950s. So they do have that base to work from. But, you know, as we're finding in this sort of 24-hour fast media cycle, you know, once it starts to stick, it's harder to get rid of it.
Okay, Mickey Maynard is the senior business correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.